If would you keep butter there too?
Yes.
If butter and meat got so that you couldn't eat anymore, would you say it was spoiled or rancid or what?
You just have to throw it away.
I see.
Well, we kept it in that smokehouse, kept pretty good, you know. It wouldn't get hot in there, and it was all right. It kept it dark in there and cool on these log smokehouses. And the roof was high, made like this, come down.
In addition to the smokehouse, what other buildings would you have on the farm?
Oh, so we had, of course, a barn for our horses and cattle, you know, a big barn. We had about 12 stables for horses.
Oh, is that right?
And a shed all around for cattle. We had cattle and horses, sheep, all in, cows and sheep all run together, you know, stay in the same shed.
In the top of the barn, what would you keep hay up?
Oh yes, a loft. Yeah, had hay up there.
Would you keep your corn?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Had a corn crib made out of logs for corn.
That was not in the barn
then? Yes, in the barn.
Oh, in the barn.
In the middle of the barn, the stable was on each side, you know.
I see.
Had that corn crib right in the middle. Drive a wagon in there and unload, you see. And also hay.
Where would you keep the cattle outside? Would you have a fence?
We had a big wood, called it a woods lot, about 25 or 30 acres of land out there. Mm-hmm. That's where the squirrels were, you know.
So
they'd run out there and they'd run outside, you call it, out loose in the country there.
Did you have a fenced in place around the barn?
Oh yes, a lot. They call it a lot, you know.
That'd be the...
Let the horses out there. Of course, the horses my daddy rode, they'd keep them up. They'd let them go out in the lot, but wouldn't turn them out in the pasture with the other horses and things.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to have two there all the time to ride, you know. Come in on one tired and get on another one. He's gone either. Practice medicine horseback.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the different sounds the cattle would make or the horses?
No, I don't remember much about that.
What they call a nicker?
Nicker, and a cow ball, that's all.
Uh-huh. And the calf?
Calf would ball. We used to buy here, used to have a calf get about 6 to 8 months old, get it. Put them in, fatten it, and kill it for baby beef, you know, back in the
day. I see.
Very good.
Did you use a wagon or a buggy yourself when you started out?
Traveling?
Yes, sir.
I used a train most of the time.
Oh, you did?
A long train, and a long time I'd ran on train. I finally got a car, Ford, a little small one. But you had no, I didn't have any roads, it was all mud, you couldn't get over it much. I've had sometimes as high as 4 chains on my car, on 4 wheels.
Right.
Yeah, it gets through this mud, slipping off, you know, front wheels slipping off.
Mm-hmm. After your, when they fixed the mud roads, what did they do, what was the next kind of road that you remember?
Gravel.
Put gravel
roads next, yeah, and then it got the concrete in it, then they got, after concrete, they got the blacktop in it, you know.
I see.
Blacktop now. Yeah, I was all right then.
Uh-huh. Get around. When you use wagons or buggies, what kind of, you remember the different parts on a wagon, the thing that would come out like this for horses on either side?
Yeah, tongue.
That's just a tongue?
Yeah, we had a wagon on the farm. We never go no hauling. We'd have two horses to work through it, go out and gather the crop, you know, gather the corn, and haul in hay on it, and all this is that, you see.
Uh-huh. And in a buggy, you'd have two, just one horse?
One horse, shaves in it.
Shaves, and two.
See, my daddy had a horse, very well trained,